This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 510. No lie. Go get your DGS 5 tickets because we're going to pull them tomorrow afternoon and give them to people. Clients and such. Stupid clients. 971talk.com/DGS live. All brought to you by Skip Weber, as usual.
Hey. I think you guys are great. And especially your live shows.
I love that he's like, stupid clients. Anyway, take it away, Skip.
So I started the show by picking Ryan up because he needed it. He was having a heart attack, so I averted that. And then I thought, boy, I like picking him up. I wonder if I could pick up Andrew. So I did, and Rach, being the always like, hey, let's put this on social media, was taping it, and I just watched it for the first time. And it's pretty disturbing.
It is.
Oh, yeah. You got really red whenever you were holding him.
It looks like I'm welcoming him to my cell at
and
Menards.
And kind of does. Don't forget that he was screaming through the whole thing.
Can we discuss how much Andrew weighs? Did he tell you?
Do
you
he know? Told us off the air.
He did?
I think he'd be okay with it. He weighs less than I thought he would.
He's not out there right now, Rich.
Just out him. Who cares?
He said like 220.
Okay.
You got to add a lot of pounds to that to pick me up. But we can try it, just not on
220?
Live stream.
Wow, that's surprising me. He's lighter than I thought.
Yeah, I don't think it's accurate. I'm no digital scale, but...
I'm so bad at guessing how much people weigh.
I am too. I'm
like,
the
sounds
worst.
Right to me.
I've got nothing.
I used to do it at Six Flags. Not true.
Okay. He's doing one of his lie
jokes. That part of close, the ghost of close has possessed him.
Mark did not do that.
No.
Just he didn't immediately lie. Cop to the lie.
No.
Mark was the Leonardo da Vinci of that.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. He's just a young upstart.
He would say something like, back when I used to do it at Six Flags, I was about 60% accurate all the time.
Like, wow, you did that at Six Flags? No, you idiot.
No, stupid. That shows you for trusting me.
I think I did that once. I think at Six Flags, I paid for a guy to guess my age, and I'm like 12. You know, it's not like you're 54,
but
along with every other kid, is the same exact age there.
He's like, say about 11. I'm like, oh!
You had to be within 3 years.
Yeah.
you win a prize.
You had five friends with you. You all go up and do age one after the other.
Right.
You're going to go 12 again, Governor. I think I'm at the exact age that it would be really tough. Like, no one looks 54.
I agree. I don't think you look 54.
No, I mean, like, 54-year-olds don't look 54.
I agree with that, too. Yeah.
They either look 65 or 40.
Or 42. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it depends, male, female. There's a big difference there, too, in
How
the 50s.
So?
I think that some women in the 50s don't look like it at all, and there are men in the 50s who look like they're 75. There's still, like, an age line for men and women.
So you think men look older than women? In their 50s.
In their 50s, generally, yes. And then I think it all catches up, you know, maybe 70.
What happened to your mic? What happened to my mic? Just accidentally turned my headphones down.
What happened to all the mics? You're all mute!
What's
oh,
going
my
on?
God!
Help!
Someone call 911.
Sue, are you okay?
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Okay, sorry about that, guys.
That
I'm used to running the board. I have no control over here. I'm frightened.
There's only one little knob down here.
I hit it with my, hip.
What happened to your mic? What happened to my mic? What happened to my ears?
Are we off?
Sweet 16 of, I'm going to let you guys, I'm going to let you two describe this one.
The golden age
controversy.
The golden age
there's
of television.
No, there's no controversy.
Which I get is debatable because you'd say that was probably I Love Lucy era or something like that. But the technical definition of the golden age of television is that it's going on.
Where are you getting this technical?
Right here on Wikipedia.
I mean, all you have to do is Google golden age of television and it says the 40s and the 50s.
Except for right here where it says golden age of television, 2000s to present.
That's it's called the third golden age of television.
That's, to be fair, that's true.
But if you, like on Twitter and stuff, right now is frequently referred to as the golden age because there's such high production value.
I think when most people hear the term golden age of anything, it's a right?
They would think it's
past. Yeah, but if
when you
in
use
the
golden age of anything.
If in the text I hadn't clarified that it's 2000s to present.
Rach, pick him up.
I'm going to pick him up and throw him out the damn window.
2000s to present because of number of viewers is higher than it's ever been.
I get it.
Budgets are higher than they've ever been.
I get it.
And depth of storytelling is better than
I understand that it's better and all that, but I'm just saying when you
Do we think so? Do you guys agree?
When you use the term, I don't know.
I think there's some good points in there, but when I was making up this list, it occurred to me that there's one show I put on this list because it has episodes that don't tie together. Does anybody besides me like shows that you don't have to have watched the last four shows to know what's going to be able to understand what's happening in this next show? I mean, even comedies are like that now.
Are you talking about reoccurring characters? Or are you talking about anthologies?
No, I'm talking about a continual story. That almost every show is a continual story now.
Okay, I was not on this text. It's a real question.
Either.
Is this only dramas or can it be comedies as well?
I have it as anything.
Yeah, I had it as anything.
Okay. All right.
That's one thing I don't like about television now is that it's the episode one of the first season.
You can't miss an episode.
Yeah. Or you're in trouble. So anyway, I'm going to go with The Office.
Ooh,
I love The Office. Yay.
I think it's probably the reason why it's the golden age. It's one of the best shows ever.
I think it definitely propelled other shows into being better.
Yeah.
It showed you what a network comedy could be.
And also the fake docu, which it didn't invent, but it took it to a new level.
But there were a lot of mockumentaries after that where it's like, this doesn't even need to be a mockumentary. You're just trying to cash in on the office's success.
But it was the first one I remember that wasn't the classic laugh track.
Right.
Yeah.
Joke, setup, joke.
And there was movies like that for a long time. The
Christopher Guest.
Yeah, exactly. But this is, I just watched a couple episodes the other day and it's just
made me happy.
I just laughed so hard at it.
Every time I go to watch the bathroom TV, it's on Phoebe's Netflix.
Yeah.
And you can see what she's watching and it's always on The Office.
That's great.
Makes me happy.
That you should be proud because that means you taught her well with a sense of humor.
Rach?
I'm going to go with Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was another one that kind of like ushered it in. On AMC.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Tones?
I don't think this will go far in this room, but one show that we liked in our house was The Big Bang Theory.
I've never seen an episode.
I've never seen it either. I've never seen it.
It's good.
That might end up the only multicam sitcom on this whole list. As in, it's got a laugh track. It's a set.
Mm.
Yeah. Sue's turn?
Breaking Bad.
I had that too. That is, I'm so torn by that though because it's so well done. It's such a cool story, but I mean, who do you root for in that?
Oh,
in
there
that
was
show?
Nobody.
That's you couldn't really get somebody because even the good guys, the DEA guy, was such a jerk as a person, you know, to everybody. I don't know. But it's so so well done, and I could not wait for the next episode.
Me too.
Ryan,
you guys talk about bad endings with Game of Thrones. This is the king of bad endings, but fantastic show. Lost.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad ending.
I haven't ever seen it. Should
I never saw that either.
The ending is so bad that but the show is so good, it's still worth the journey.
Fair enough.
Gilligan's Island.
I got it. My
wrong
number one.
Golden age.
Yeah, that's the second golden
third
age.
Third golden age. We're in the third golden age.
Oh, yeah.
Just never even going to happen.
The Wire.
The Wire.
That was one of the first. In the new golden age.
Yeah.
I think that was like 2000.
And I still have that on my list.
You haven't watched it?
Yeah, I haven't either.
That's the thing. I knew this as a category. I said, you know what? You talk about it's no longer just networks. There's so many channels, and you've got HBO and Showtime and AMC and Animal Planet has series. And I mean, all these. And that's there's Netflix, not even on TV at all. You know, I just there's so much stuff people like that I've never
seen. I heard an interesting thing today. Just a little aside. It really made sense to me that the reason Biden is crushing everyone is Netflix brain. Is that we are now so accustomed to looking at all these options, and there's so many that we go back and watch Anthony Bourdain again. And that you look at 24 people running, and they all seem kind of like the same person. And then you see Biden, you're like, I'll just take that guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's familiar to me.
A lot of sense.
Rach?
Since no one said it yet, Game of Thrones.
Good show.
I heard the ending wasn't very good.
That's what I heard.
I heard that too.
Mm-hmm. Tone?
Same theme. Good show, bad ending, The Sopranos.
Oh, mm-hmm. That was mine. I think that's great.
That one, the last like 4 or 5 episodes, I've never seen a show ramp like that. Remember those? I mean, they didn't hit a wrong note, I thought, until the very end, which you love it or hate it. I've grown to be okay with it, but I was like shell shocked when that happened.
And do you think they did it to wrap things up, to make it final? Where
I don't know. Has anyone ever read an interview like with the guy that made that decision? I don't know.
I've never seen the show, period.
I remember an explanation like given, but yeah. I don't remember what it was.
What made me mad was I felt like, and I could be completely wrong, but I felt like it was one of those, hey, could go either way. Did they whack him? Does he live? Just make up your own ending. And I was mad because I've invested whatever it was 10 years into you. You tell me the ending.
Right.
Which is ironic because now people are pissed about the Game of Thrones ending, and like Rach very articulately laid out, hey, make your own damn series if you don't want an ending.
Exactly.
That's the only thing I didn't like about it. I would have rather them tell me how it ended.
Yep. Yep. Makes sense.
30 Rock is my favorite.
That's a good one.
Do I get to go again, my second pick?
Oh, no, sir. Skip you?
Skip, skip.
Did you not go for a skip?
No, I have not gone second. And I have to get this in.
What?
Walking Dead.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, good pick.
That's a good
one. I think it's my favorite non-comedy. And
I was afraid to pick that one because it's still going, and I feel like people are going to be like, eh, I'm over that. Because I think it's still good.
I think it's great. I think this last season was one of the best of all the seasons. And I've never been madder at an ending to a show. Not because, it shouldn't happen that way, but because of what happened, but the bad guys got away with and the good guys, it was awful.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
530 DGS. Skip Weber is here, the sponsor of Sweet 16 and the sponsor of DGS 5, along with Babcock & Associates in Glen Carbon. Devil's River Bourbon, which I'll be having tonight, and Southern Armory is hosting the red carpet, and tickets will be pulled tomorrow sometime between noon and 3 to give out the comp tickets to people who have been asking for them. So if you want your tickets, there are about 100 left in the balcony. It's 971talk.com/DGSLive.
Skip doesn't even have a case on his phone.
No, never do.
Crazy.
Wow.
I've never noticed that before.
I
you like to live on the edge.
This is big enough as it is to go into my pocket. I hate having something this large in my pocket.
Skip.
To put a case on it is just even worse.
They don't have to be big cases. Men have big, dumb cases. You can get good ones.
He just doesn't like having something big in his pocket.
I got to tell you.
No matter how big your case is, it is bigger than no case at all.
When you slip that thing out of the case, you're like, dumbest debate. Yeah. My phone is slick.
Put this one in your pocket, Skip.
No.
He doesn't
Come
want
on.
To.
Come
on. It's clearly
like,
bigger.
It has flowers on it.
Smoke
it.
It's clearly bigger.
Look at that.
Oh yeah.
Just put it in there. Just
yours is bigger than Sue's?
Yeah, no, his is smaller.
It would make me really happy.
It's the most uncomfortable I've ever been.
For God's sake.
If you put it in your pocket and then Thomas does this.
God. Finally, I've been waiting for somebody. present this opportunity.
No, I've had.
Just
I've
put it
had
under your arm
break.
For a second. Just put it in your armpit.
Put it in your butt crack.
I do this because I have no risk because I know somebody at Foxpaw that can fix my phone.
Too bad we sold it.
No, I used it a couple times, but I this phone without fixing has gone a long time now without being broken.
Yeah.
You just got to be
careful.
I
broke mine for the first time.
It's gotta be
since I sold the company. So now I'm like everyone else.
Yeah.
I think it's Ryan's turn.
Okay, so it's Sweet 16 of the golden age of television, which is not what you think it is. Go ahead.
2000 and now. I choose Arrested Development.
Great one.
Oh, that's a good one.
We're kind of heavy on comedies.
More than I thought we'd be.
Saying that
it's a pretty good
shows.
Mix.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good mix.
I think it's much more heavier on comedies than I expected.
I will go Westworld.
That's very new. That I've seen the promos for.
Oh,
it looks pretty
man,
good.
Man, you'd
looks,
love it.
I know. I gotta get on the ball. Quit reading and watch TV. A
lot of naked robots in that show. I've heard though. Skip. So beware.
Whose turn is it?
Those don't scare me.
Yours.
I have to go.
Skip's.
It's my turn.
Yeah. Okay, it's Skip's turn.
I have to go House of Cards before it's.
Ooh.
Turn.
Ooh.
Dave, what?
That's what Kevin Spacey says.
Ooh.
Another show that's hard for me to decide. It's hard for me to decide who to root for. Hard for me to decide, but I cannot look away. It's just so, to me, so good.
That was another one. The first episode of season two, when the particular character dies, you're like, oh, dang, yeah. Anything is possible.
Yep. Who dies?
I'll tell you in the break. Yeah. All right, so we have three left, so let's start throwing them out. I have to say True Detective.
Mm, oh, that's a good one.
Should there be a reality show on here?
I mean,
no.
You want there to be one.
It's kind of like, I know you don't agree with my definition of the golden age of TV, but it's not within those parameters
I'm
at all.
Going
it's
with the internet stuff.
It's scripted. Like high production value.
What about Fargo or Justified?
Yeah, I love
or,
Fargo.
I do too.
What about Homeland? You ever watch Homeland?
Uh-uh. No, but I hear it's good.
Okay.
That's the problem with this category.
I'll put Fargo
is, like,
yeah.
You've either seen it or you haven't.
How many left?
The Blacklist.
One, because I put Fargo on.
Stranger Things?
I love Stranger Things.
Yes.
Modern Family is one of the most successful comedies.
That's good, too.
Well, I didn't put it on there.
All right.
Stranger Things on there.
All right.
Okay.
The KFC scene alone.
Can't get this thing done fast enough. The Office versus True Detective.
The Office.
The Office.
It's too bad, because have you seen True Detective?
I have not. Is it good?
You'd really like it.
Yeah.
It
I
is.
I need to watch it.
Haunting.
I love those kind of shows, too.
The Sopranos versus 30 Rock.
30 Rock.
30 Rock.
Sopranos.
Sopranos.
You say Sopranos funny.
Mm.
Sopranos.
Well, he's very formal.
I'll sit out
Sopranos.
Because I don't want to make it a tie. I don't, because there.
He's Italian.
There could be a tie.
He's bias.
Mm.
I'll say 30 Rock.
Ooh, 30 Rock moves on.
So that's a winner?
Yeah.
Okay. No Sopranos?
Wait.
Sopranos.
Wait, was that a tie?
No, because no, Tony refused to vote.
Oh, okay.
Breaking Bad versus Westworld.
Breaking Bad.
Westworld.
I can't vote for what I haven't seen. I'd love to see it, but I have to go Breaking Bad.
I'll go Westworld.
What's that? Ty?
You go.
Ty to Tony.
I haven't seen either one of them.
I haven't either.
Oh, man.
You can ask Andrew.
Andrew.
He's seen them both.
So yeah, that's why I didn't want to create a tie.
Did she just yell at a closed door?
Yeah. Andrew.
Yeah.
What's your
Westworld or what
Breaking
was the
Bad?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Okay, there it is.
Good man.
Which might as well just hang
which
here.
One do you like least? That was what he was going to say next.
Westworld. Lost.
Which one of these sucks?
Which one do you not vote for?
Versus Arrested Development.
AD. All day.
Never seen Lost. I can't.
Those are both my picks. I'll choose Lost.
The way the Arrested. Cookie crumbled today.
That's the way Rachel sees it all the time. You'll get used to that. It's just terrible.
Arrested.
I can't explain what the category is. I can't see it. I should just leave.
Do you think everyone went mute when you turned your headphones off?
This is not my day.
I'm not keeping track of votes. Someone tell me.
I voted Arrested Development.
So
I think Arrested Development won.
All right. Mad Men versus Stranger Things.
Mad Men.
I have to go Stranger Things.
Me too. I loved it.
I loved them both, but I'll go Mad Men.
I've never seen Mad Men, but I don't feel like Stranger Things should be a part of the golden age of television because I don't think it should include streaming. So on a technicality, I would choose Mad Men.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's what defines the golden age of television is that you had mass viewership still in television and streaming is pulling away from that.
Is that your understanding as well?
I don't care.
What's
everything I say is wrong.
What's Wikipedia say?
All right, Stranger Things.
Which one do you like better?
I like Stranger Things better.
It's like, to quote The Office, if it's on Wikipedia, since everybody in the world can post to it, you know you're getting the best information.
Game of Thrones versus Fargo.
All in the text. Ooh. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
I, of course, have to go Fargo. I've not seen Game of Thrones.
Never seen either one of them either. You? No?
That's when Andrew's going to vote Game of Thrones. I'll just tell you.
Okay. So yeah.
The Big Bang Theory versus House of Cards.
House of Cards.
House of Cards.
The Wire versus The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Okay.
Are you not voting at all?
I've not seen.
Do you have
there's
a television?
There's like two shows on here I've seen.
But he knows the definition of
and,
the golden
and seriously,
age.
I don't want to. Well, I just looked it up.
I did too.
And I don't want to create a tie either.
And let me just say that I really did like this category. I apologize that everybody thinks here did it wrong. I think it is a good category.
It is. It's a great category.
The Office versus 30 Rock.
I got to go 30 Rock.
That's all day long, The Office.
But I love it.
I have to go 30 Rock because of quality the whole way through.
Yes.
The Office.
Man, Scrubs is getting a lot of love on Twitter. I love Scrubs, too. Sorry, it's not on my list, guys.
Scrubs.
We should have broken it into comedy and drama.
That was both, though. Scrubs was both.
It was a dramedy.
It was pretty much a comedy, though.
Maybe we should do first Golden Age and then pit them against each other.
I think that's the best idea I've heard yet. You should get back into planning these things.
I really should.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad versus Arrested Development.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
Arrested.
Wow. Mm. Breaking Bad goes down.
Stranger Things versus Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. House of Cards versus Walking Dead.
Wow. That's two of my favorites there.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
House of Cards.
Mm-hmm. Anyone?
Tony's never seen a TV show.
I haven't seen either of these shows.
I've seen Walking Dead, so I'll go watch Walking Dead. That's good. Everybody says, oh, zombies. No, it's a really good.
Is that what they say?
They say that zombies gross. I don't want to watch zombies. As you know, having watched the first couple seasons, it's really not about that.
Yeah.
It's about the disintegration of society and what
if
humans
I see it, I think
other.
It's real and I get scared and I can't sleep.
Mm-hmm. It is real.
Well, you can't sleep anyway.
There's a new show on.
Oh, zombies. Zombies. Make me scared.
Oh, zombies. Mmm. Zombies.
Minch says, watch.
What, going on, Weber?
Hey, we didn't, so long ago was the last time I've been here that I didn't get a chance.
We are all off today.
Yes. No kidding.
When Weber is off, we're all off.
I have a great promotion that's been going on.
His mic was going out.
Yeah, is this on?
What's going on, Weber? That's me. That's me. I'm Weber.
I don't know. Why don't you ask the guy?
I can't wait to hear what's up with Weber. Oh, wait, it's me.
Soprano.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Remember the cruise?
I do.
The great cruise. Mm-hmm. Number one car in St. Louis for so many years. Starting when it came out in 2011, we have been one of the number one cruise sellers in the country. Our stores have been almost not only because of that, but a lot of reasons. It's the number one selling car in St. Louis for that whole time, and it's going away. So we got a bunch of extra ones from the factory at the end, and we're selling them for $14,900, just like it was 2011.
Woo!
Mm. We got over 200 extra ones. There's probably 140 of them left right now since we started doing that.
Yeah, I'll probably come get one from you because I need a new car, and I was planning on getting a cruise.
And they're not being replenished. So,
okay.
But 14.9 still the same. And let me tell you something. When we had 220 of them, everybody else had like 12. So
everybody else sucks.
Well, you said that.
Ass.
Anyway, so till the end of the month. 14.9.
Rachel, what color do you want?
Probably black. I've always had a black car.
One kind they don't have.
We don't have any black ones.
We have 220 white ones.
All right, I won't get one.
Final
and
four.
One orange one.
Series from the Golden Age.
Do you have any with flames? That's what I want.
The Office versus Arrested Development.
The Office.
Ooh. Sophie's Choice. But I have to go Arrested Development, so it wasn't that hard. So
The Office.
Mind. Office.
Just for length of time.
Game of Thrones versus Walking Dead.
Wow.
Game of Thrones.
Walking Dead.
I'll go Walking Dead.
I only watched two seasons of both, but I'll go Game of Thrones.
Are we tied then?
Tied to Sue.
Walking Dead. It's the only one I've seen.
Walking Dead versus The Office.
The Office.
Office.
Walking Dead. Is that it? Office wins?
Office wins.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Few minutes shy of 6 p.m. You guys just brought back a really bad memory for me. We were talking about an event that we did with Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin. What year would that have been-ish?
Oh.
Whatever year the Cardinals played the Phillies in the first round of the playoffs, that's when it
2000,
yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say 5. I was going to say 5.
Holy crap.
But yeah, 6 is probably right.
2006, yeah. Yeah, because that was when they won the World Series.
Was Sarah Palin?
Yeah. And so Sarah Palin
before
was there.
Before she was the vice presidential candidate?
No,
she was.
She was
well, that had to be after 2008.
Yeah. It would be 11 then. It would be 2011.
Okay.
2011.
That sounds more right.
Yeah.
So we're having a meet and greet with Sarah Palin and her husband, Todd. And they, of course, don't know me from Adam. Todd Palin and I were born literally on the same day, September 6, 1964. And so, you know how when something just goes bad and it keeps getting badder? So, I'm standing there in line. It's like the VIP line. And it's like, Sarah, it's Dave Glover. He's number one show in St. Louis, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, oh, really nice to meet you. You know, that whole thing. And then I'm all ready to go. No one's going to say anything more interesting to Todd Palin than me that night. And I go like, hey, we're born same day. And he goes, I'm sorry? And now I'm instantly flop sweating. I'm like, you and me, we're born same day. And now, I swear to God, I see Sarah Palin catch the eye of her security guard like, just move this gun along. And so
he thinks he has a radio show.
And so as I'm walking away, I just triple down. I'm literally being led away and I go, 6 p.m. for me.
Oh, that sounds a lot like your encounter for show me how you sell stuff, Dave, at the old Cardinals game.
God, it was just.
That's awesome.
Security that actually led you away?
Oh, I mean, not like they didn't like pick me up.
They kind of just kind of
like,
corralled
okay,
you.
Okay, sir, going to keep this moving. You mean for the same day?
For some reason Dave couldn't say the.
I also love that of the duo, the one you wanted to impress was Todd.
Oh yeah.
Not like the beautiful famous one. No. But her
couldn't care less
husband.
About her.
Awesome.
Yeah, what was it about her? Great. She was beautiful. She was the most beautiful vice presidential candidate ever.
What? She's pretty.
No, just him. I don't know. His pocket's too high and he's...
I know. Looks stupid today.
He made it weird.
He did. Like, do you not think she's pretty?
What is it? It's beautiful. She's just beautiful.
You're so beautiful, Sarah. I love you.
James Polk wasn't beautiful. Sarah Palin was. He boobies.
Old Hannibal Hamlin was good looking, but
Millard not Fillmore, he didn't have no boobies. He didn't have pecker.
6 p.m. for me.
Dan Quayle? Nope.
Awesome.
Dick Cheney? Nope.
Nope.
Sarah Palin? Oh, yeah. Yo. Sarah Palin, ticket.
What about Geraldine Ferraro?
Oh.
Yeah, Dave.
Good one.
No, I'm saying, Wiggins. What's wrong with Wiggins? What's wrong with Geraldine? Yeah.
I wasn't Wiggins. As attracted to her as a four-year-old.
I gotcha.
Did she always look like this, Skip? Oh, no, she's cute. Yeah. Now I'm saying it. Sarah's prettier, though.
I agree.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I'm like standing.
What's really funny is I just said that, and we all know that Wiggins is going to be more attracted to Sailor Palin. But everybody with the keyboard Googles Jared and Ferraro to bring her picture up.
I just love when you take things seriously. We all know that he's going to find her more attractive.
It's Look at it. They even compared it right there.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
There's a website that puts the vice president of cancer against each other, like a Sweet 16.
Open it incognito mode. All right.
Okay.
So, Sarah Palin is pretty. Geraldine is less pretty.
I thought I was dreaming. I had CNN on this morning, and they had a panel discussion on what an a-hole Jeopardy James is. It was a bunch of people who'd competed against him, and they're just crapping on him.
What did he do?
I guess he
won.
Yeah, I guess he's like salty or something. But I'm like, this is like...
No, is he mean to other people, or are they just mad because he's winning?
They're saying that he was very unpleasant.
Really?
But I thought he could be punching them. Is this something to do on CNN at 8 in the morning?
Right.
Oh yeah, the steel tariffs have been lifted for Canada.
Yeah.
And in other news, this guy from Jeopardy.
He's kind of an
ass. He's awful.
How do you get that panel?
Right.
How do you assemble that panel?
It was so weird.
Yeah, reach out to us if you hate James.
I need the 6 best Jeopardy guys you got by 8 o'clock.
By the way, does this guy like he can on Jeopardy you can go forever?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's now set the record, I'm guessing.
I don't know if he set the record. I remember when he got to $1 million way faster than the other guys who have been there.
Ken Jennings was on for a long time.
Because he'll be winning where you can't catch him, and he'll still bet the whole thing.
Really?
Which is kind of a...
move.
Yeah. That is, you know, I mean, it's like that's a Cliff Clavin move. It makes, he gets the question right instead of...
But if you know if you think you know it,
that's what I'm saying.
Why not try to make the most money as you can?
You just want to see him do that and get it wrong so that he goes down to zero and somebody has like $12 left.
If tomorrow's question is, what year is defined the golden age of television?
It would be great. I'm curious to see the answer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.